CBS and the world, I'm John Batchelor. The National Catholic Register report: former Hong Kong Bishop Cardinal Zen arrested. Subhead: the 90-year-old former Bishop of Hong Kong reportedly detained in his role as a trustee of the 612 Humanitarian Relief Fund. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is with me, and we're very pleased to be joined by the author, Mark Clifford. His new book, Today Hong Kong, Tomorrow the World, What China's Crackdown Reveals About Its Plans to End Freedom Everywhere. Mark, I go immediately to you because this breaking news headline looks to illustrate your theme that you've explicated these last years. A 90-year-old former bishop is now being detained and brutalized by the authorities. What threat does he represent, Mark? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think the only threat he represents is freedom. And I don't think the Chinese authorities can let anyone in Hong Kong represent freedom without putting them in jail. He's been released on bail. He was held several hours, but still, it's utterly outrageous that a 90-year-old man of the faith, a man who's always preached nonviolence, is dragged in on national security law charges. And as we've discussed, the national security law basically criminalizes thought. Anybody who thinks anything that the government doesn't like is at risk of being thrown into jail. It's a sad and shocking day for Hong Kong.
We learned from the National Catholic Register that the cardinal served as a trustee of the 612 Humanitarian Relief Fund, which is related to helping those protesters who have been persecuted for their pro-democracy stance, which was everybody in Hong Kong prior to these last years, correct? So he's helping the people of Hong Kong.
Well, absolutely. But I think that it's very telling that they're criminalizing people who are working to get legal aid so that people who are accused of a crime can get legal help, can get bail. And other trustees were also arrested. The distinguished barrister Margaret Ong, who's well into her 60s, the singer, the pop star and gay rights activist Denise Ho, a Canadian citizen, all arrested. And there's apparently another arrest to come. Sid Ho, she's already in jail, so it's a bit gratuitous, but they will arrest her. And a lesser known figure who was an academic was actually at the airport on the way to leaving the territory when he was arrested as well. So it's just shocking, particularly since it's been a couple of years since we've actually had any protests in Hong Kong. But it's no depth is too low for the Chinese Communist Party to sink.
Gordon Chang of at Gordon G. Chang is here to help me understand how this might connect to a new appointment by the Chinese Communist Party of the mayor, the leader of Hong Kong. His name is John Lee. What is a possible connection, Gordon?
Well, John Lee was elected the chief executive of Hong Kong. He will succeed Carrie Lam on July 1st. There was only one person in this election, which is a small circle election, as they call it. There's an election committee whose members are basically chosen by Beijing, and they elected Beijing's choice. Now, John Lee is a hardliner, and I find it can't be a coincidence that this election on Sunday, just a few days before the sweeping arrests of Cardinal Zen, Margaret Ong, Denise Ho. I mean, Denise Ho actually will get a lot of people upset because she's very popular. So really what we have is a broad-based attack on Hong Kong society just a few days after John Lee was elected to be the next chief executive.
You have a question for Mark, Gordon.
Mark, obviously Cardinal Zen is a beloved figure in Hong Kong. Catholic Church is an important institution in the territory. Do you think that there's going to be any sort of protest at his detainment, or do you think that people are just too intimidated at this point to actually demonstrate?
I think it's very unlikely there would be a large-scale demonstration. We did have a demonstration of three people, count them, one, two, three, at the election, protesting John Lee's election on Sunday. Contrast that to 2019, just 3 years ago, we would get 1 million, 2 million people out in the streets. So you go from 1 or 2 million to three people. And I think that shows you where Hong Kong is now. Doesn't mean that people aren't supporting Cardinal Zen. 60% of Hong Kong people have consistently voted for pro-democracy candidates whenever they've had a chance over the last 30 years. But with even the most revered, respected, nonviolent, non-threatening, work within the system sorts of people behind bars, there's not a lot of incentive for other people to just sort of go out into the streets. But I think the international reaction has been pretty tough. I'm also the president for the Committee in Freedom for Freedom in Hong Kong, and we're responding to this not only, of course, by condemning the arrests, but we think that Hong Kong should be kicked out of international organizations. Hong Kong, by virtue of the fact that it was promised a high degree of autonomy, has separate membership in the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, APEC, the International Economic Forum for Asia, and even the International Olympic Committee. We think that Hong Kong should be kicked out of these international organizations because it's clearly not an autonomous economy anymore, an autonomous territory. I think it's time to recognize Hong Kong for what it is, which is, barely even qualifies as a puppet state of China. It's more like a troubled, restive, peripheral region that's just being beaten into submission.
Mark, the people of Hong Kong, do they continue to look for exits or are they sticking it out? What's the present understanding?
Hundreds of thousands of people have left, probably about 5% of the population. It's a population of 7.5 million a couple of years ago. It's the data is a little noisy because of COVID. Once people leave, it's hard for them to come back, even if they want to. But we know for a fact that more than 100,000 people have settled in Britain under the British National Overseas Special Passport that's given to people in Hong Kong that was recently expanded to encompass more younger people. And hundreds of thousands have gone to Canada, the U.S., Australia, and Taiwan. So, look, most people are staying in Hong Kong. It's tough to leave. The government is making it tough to leave, but hundreds of thousands have voted with their feet. And that's a sad indictment of Hong Kong. I mean, more power to Britain and others that have gotten these great people coming in. But when people are fleeing a great city like Hong Kong, it's not so great anymore.
Gordon, you have another question.
Mark, what is the future of Hong Kong going to be? Is it going to be the vibrant city that it was before the imposition of the national security law in June of 2020? Or will it be sort of a hollowed out place?
Well, I trained as a historian, so my record at predicting things is not one you should count on. But I would say as long as the Chinese Communist Party is headed by Xi Jinping, it's going to be a pretty hollowed out place. And we don't know how long Hong Kong and let alone mainland China are going to be locked down from COVID. I mean, COVID has been the kind of double whammy that's been on top of the political repression. How can you have an international business center when people cannot travel freely? How can you have an international business center where the internet is increasingly being curtailed? How can you have an international business center where newspapers are being shut down, where clearly the church is now under attack? So I think the Hong Kong people are remarkable. I would never, ever count them out. But they've got some pretty nasty people in charge now.
The national security law, is it increasingly invading people's homes, confiscating, threatening, the sort of thing that bully boys do? Or is it staying in the headlines, Mark? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I would say it's the NSL, the national security law, is whatever John Lee and Xi Jinping and the thugs who run the place want it to be. It criminalizes thought. The fact that you could throw a 90-year-old bishop in jail shows you what the national security law is all about. And that's criminalizing dissent, locking up your opponents.
So
it's not
a knock on the door in the middle of the night. That's possible.
Oh, a knock on the door in the middle of the night. Usually the police come about 6 in the morning. They prefer dawn, but they occasionally come in the middle of the night just to keep people on their toes.
Mark Clifford, author of the new book, Today Hong Kong, Tomorrow the World, What China's Crackdown Reveals About Its Plans to End Freedom Everywhere. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.